Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. John Neiman, known for his multifaceted creativity, has once again pushed the boundaries of art and literature. Art with a Story, Original Paintings, Original Fiction is a book of original art and original flash fiction, 3 pages or less. The stories can be amusing, enticing, romantic, or shocking. Fun to read, especially for America's busy culture. Each turn of the page is a new adventure. John is an internationally recognized artist, author, known for his dynamic fusion of visual art and storytelling. After college, John started in the advertising field, creating work for Coca-Cola, Hallmark, Anheuser-Busch, Lincoln, Mercury, among others, receiving numerous awards, and then graduated to Global Creative Director, traveling around the world. After much success, he decided to recreate his life around 50, went to culinary school, and then started creating art and writing books. He's exhibited art all over the world, enjoyed about a dozen solo shows, the author of 32 books, novels, art books, essays, poetry, kids' books. The father of five lives in the Hastings on the Hudson in New York. The multi-talented artist and author, John Neiman, author of the groundbreaking Art with a Story, Original Paintings, Original Fiction, is our guest on This Week in America. John, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Oh, Rick, thanks for having me. I've been looking forward to this.
I have as well. So much that you've done from the creativity level. I love the advertising background, the Mad Men background. I love the recreating yourself around age 50. So much to talk about. We'll start talking about art and the story and the book Art with a Story. What comes first when you develop this? Is it the art or the story that gives you the first impression, motivation for doing that work?
It's almost always a piece of art, and sometimes the art has been hung in a gallery or in my storage room or on my wall, and sometimes it's been there for years, and I look at it, and then I started doing fiction, and I looked at the art, and I thought, man, there's a story in that somewhere. And it's not a story of how I came up with the art or explaining the art. It's literally a piece of flash fiction that at some point vaguely refers to the art. But the art is almost always first.
Explain flash fiction. That's an interesting concept. And the book is full of flash fiction. It's very quick. It's easy to read. And you'll find it amusing. You'll find it thought-provoking. What is flash fiction? Define that for us.
Flash fiction is, it's technically a literary term that is, it's usually 3 pages or less, to be honest. But it's like a short story, except it's even less. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and hopefully a couple surprises as you go through. But they're short. And I don't know, I started reading some of them. I actually did a book of flash fiction with no art. And I thought, geez, I love that. You can get on a train, you can get on a plane, you can late at night, and you can kind of race through it, you know? Because a lot of people don't have time in this, you know, fast-paced world to go through a 400 or 500-page novel.
Well, it is nice because you can go, okay, one more story, because it's not going to take you an hour and a half to go through a chapter or two in a regular book. This book we're talking about is Art with a Story, Original Paintings, Original Fiction by John Neiman, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, Neiman is N-I-E-M-A-N. His website, very simple. His name, johnneiman.com. The book available wherever books are sold, Gotham Books, Inc., for example, their website, gothambookinc.com. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How challenging from a reader standpoint. I love flash fiction for that very reason. It's quick, it's over with, and you go on to another story, or you get off the train, or you go on and do whatever you're going to do with your life. From a writing standpoint, how challenging is that to tell a story that quickly?
I don't think it's very challenging. I've done several books in this vein. And one of the things that I like about this is that, let's say you're on a train. I like the fact that it has artwork, pictures, and if you get done with one, you go, geez, I got 5 minutes before my next before my arrival.
Yes.
You can look and find a picture that you like and go, oh, I wonder what that story's about. And just read through it, and you're done in 3 minutes.
Our guest is John Neiman. The book is Art with a Storybook, available wherever books are sold. We'll have all that information as we go through the program, and we'll have it on our website. And John's website is johnneiman.com. In writing this, it almost sounds like you're writing advertising copy in a sense. Was that a good background for you? Because in advertising, you've got a brief period of time to tell a story. Here you've got about 3 pages to tell a story. Was that background helpful in writing flash fiction?
To be honest, I think it was very helpful for both art and writing. Because, as you know, ads, especially international ads, they contain visuals that are hopefully engaging, and then they have either music or words. And they're normally not more than a minute. Like in my case, sometimes I would make them 2 minutes. But don't confuse this. This is not advertising, but
right.
It is. But you're right in terms of, was that a sort of an inspiration, or did it make life easier as you approach this? And the answer is yes, it did, because I did it for 25, 30 years.
You get a very quick story, and you get it in different genres. So if you flip the page and you get a whole new story, the book is Art with a Fiction. I mentioned that you've displayed in a number of galleries worldwide. Have any of these pieces appeared in galleries?
Oh, yeah, many. Many of them have. And galleries, not just in the U.S., but in Canada and in Europe, and as far away as Tokyo. So, I've been lucky enough to have a couple of good art agents that have been that have pushed my work. So that's great. And I love going into a gallery and seeing my work, especially if it's a solo show, because you're there to try to explain to people what it's about, why I did it. So, yes, the art has shown all over the world.
You know, what's interesting is I mentioned all of the books that you've written. Talk about, I think you in, what, 2 categories, the art books and the other books. Have you written a sequel for Art with a Story?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. I wrote Art with a Story 2. It sort of reads as Art with a Story Squared. I did do Art with a Story 3, and then I did one that was really on a theme. The title of the book, once I tell you the title, you'll get the theme. The title of that book, but it's the same genre as this, the title of that book is Life, .. and that other thing. And they're stories about life and death. And again, flash fiction. My sister, who lives in Florida, I was telling her I was going to do this, and she said, John, please do not include death in the title. I said, okay, honey, I won't. So I did life, .. and that other thing.
And I love that, because it gets the point across and you don't really have to say it. So you keep your sister happy. Everything is happy within the family. And it works out for everybody. John Neiman, our guest in the program. If you're Googling N-I-E-M-A-N, his website, johnneiman.com. All of the books available there. The book we're talking about specifically here today is Art with a Story. What are some of your favorite stories in Art with a Story? Can you talk about the theme of a couple of them off the top of your head?
Sure. A couple of them that I like is... one I like is called The Great Second Banana. And that is it's actually a list of second bananas. I'm sorry, if you know what that means.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So it's Rochester and I got to put my glasses on here. The Sundance Kid, Oliver Hardy. So that's a list. And then over that list, I did a large banana and a smaller banana with a number two on it. And the story is not about any of them. It's about a guy named Scott Blaylock, who is a sidekick. And he's been a sidekick for decades for this guy. But the guy ended up doing, well, he got in trouble because he belittled all Latinos. And the show got thrown off the air. Mm. And my guy, Scott Blaylock, then goes to gets a couple of other jobs as the second banana, but they're not as good. They don't fit. And then they try to make him the top star. And but that's the thing. It'd be your chance to stand in the spotlight all by yourself. You'd be the headliner. Scott Blaylock winced. So the... but he's not trying to do that. And finally, he gets another job as a second banana. You know, some people are destined to be that, and they are, you know.
It's
I'll give you another one.
Yes, please do. Yeah, please do. I love the second banana concept because we've seen that so often when somebody who was in a secondary role or an ensemble tries to be the lead, and it just, many times, it just doesn't work out. So,
Ed McMahon. Yeah.
Exactly.
Ed McMahon for Johnny Carson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That was the one that first came to mind when you said great second banana. I could see Ed out there rowing, doing just what he was meant to do. That was the job that that he
right.
was sent here
He's
for.
He's a laugher in chief.
Yeah. Yeah. pretty much. That's pretty well it. Hey, we're going to talk about, and I interrupt you, and I apologize for that, another one of the stories in Art with a Story.
Oh, I'll give you another one. This one I truly loved. I used to, when I was younger, I used to do magic with a couple people. So this actually is a list of great magic tricks. And the visual is cups and balls, a deck of cards, a lemon, and a wand. And this is about, I'm just going to read you the first sentence. Few people at the highly respected Frankie Campbell Funeral Home in Manhattan knew that Joe Campbell had a secret passion for magic. And he should have. You know, if you go into a funeral parlor, you don't want to see the guy doing magic tricks.
Unless it's bringing somebody back to life, you're exactly right. Yes.
So anyway, so that's the story that springs from that. And then finally, a woman comes in and she is... her husband has died. Her husband is the amazing Sly Deeney, and she asks for him to set up a great exhibit in the funeral parlor. The there are two special requests. One, there should be a pack of cards in his casket. Two, there should be a true celebration of life. And I'd like you to set up like four close-up tables for all the magicians that want to come and pay homage to him. He says, "You want close-up tables near the casket?" Roberto asked for that in his will. So Joe Campbell had never heard of such a thing. You know, he had dealt with people that would come in and want, you know, Broadway legends that would want to hear the musical the hits, and politicians that would love to hear speeches. But he's never had to do with the magic thing. But he did it. And all these magicians came in to see the amazing Sly Deeney. And it's a hit. And it's a great thing. And they all leave. And Joe Campbell is there all by himself, looking at the casket, and sits at the table. And for the first time ever, he has done magic other than on his desk, and he goes and does a few magic tricks for the great departed amazing Sly Deeney. So it was just the thrill of his life. So there's stories like that, you know?
Yes. Where did it, and that's a nice thing, and we keep emphasizing that. I keep emphasizing it as well, because as a reader, this is perfect. We have time. Our mind is wandering. We don't have a half an hour, 45 minutes to sit and read a couple of chapters of a book. These are quick. These will get you thinking. Many times they'll put a smile on your face as you're reading these. Where did you get the idea? How did this start for you, this whole idea of combining the original art with the story, the flash fiction, the three pages or less? How did this begin for you?
Well, it began, I had, when I decided to make a career change, I did take art lessons and did well in them. And I had written a couple of textbooks. So but I started from a literary standpoint. I had done a couple of novels, and I liked them. But you know what? I thought, I don't know. Somewhere along the line, not too far along the line, I did a book called 3 Minute Shorts, and they were just short stories, all 3 minutes. And so I got in the habit of doing these pieces of flash fiction with no art, just flash fiction, 3 minute shorts. And I continued to do art, and then at a certain point, I thought, what if I combine these two? Wouldn't that be nice? And it's, sometimes, it's some galleries, I have combined them and gone in a recording studio and recorded the short story, sometimes with music. So if you have a telephone, you can put it up to the little asterisk, and you can hear me.
Oh, yes.
Telling the story that's related to the art. So that's kind of how I got into it, through true fiction. And then I think somewhere early I did a children's book, and I thought, boy, I like this length.
And again, it's great for the reader, because we've got time to read it, enjoy it, and get on with life. We're not making a commitment for a number of hours to read something. John Nieman, our guest on the program, that's N-I-E-M-A-N. His website is johnnieman.com. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Also, you can get information on the book at GothamBooksInc.com. Of course, Amazon, the usual places, all of this on our website. I mentioned in the beginning pushing the boundaries of art and literature, and I love that. Do you see any boundaries in art? I mean, all that you've done crosses so many different genres, different aspects of art, and many of them you've combined. Do we need to have boundaries in art? You seem to have taken them away, combined them, and we're all better off for it.
I don't think there are boundaries of art, and I don't think there should be. I mean, I started doing very realistic art, which is perfect for a book like this. But since then, I've done wanted posters of people I admire, and they almost look Western. And I've done, at a certain point, I did, it's called If the Shoe Fits. They're shoes and the characters that go with it. So, you know, I do some major installations of art, which are not applicable for art with a story, but it's fun. And it's certain, you know, I gave a speech one time at an art gallery, because the question was, when is it time for the next big thing? And I said, the next big, it's now. You know, if you're an artist, you don't bury what you've done, but yes, search for new kinds of art, because it'll keep you fresh. So that's my answer to that question.
Is that the key to your success, is that creativity, that desire to, this is a new day, a new opportunity to come up with ideas, and all ideas are worthy of thinking. Is that what motivates you? I mean, your career is going full force, and you've had a successful career before turning to working with art. Is that the creative aspect? Is that what keeps you going every day?
I think so. I mean, if I look, I recently wrote an autobiography for my kids, and it, as I look my life has always been driven by creativity. You know, when I was young, I did magic, and then I was an actor for a while, and then I did advertising, and then I worked in a restaurant as a chef, and then I did art, and then I did stories. So I like creating things. I think that's, I don't know, keeps you fresh. I don't know that I could, I don't know that I could just cut lawns, you know, the rest of my
yes.
life.
Any chance that you'll publish the autobiography? Mentioned for your family, maybe something to share with the public. I'd love to have a chance to read that.
I actually did already. I just published it last week. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. So you can get all of the background. We got a couple minutes left here, and I just love
it. It starts when I'm like three and goes till goes till now.
What a great advertising career you had, working with some of the top corporate companies in the United States, traveling the world as a creative director. Just very briefly, what are your thoughts on advertising now? It seems like the whole thing has changed. It's not cost per thousand anymore and all these other measures that we used in the past. It's getting clicks. You've got so many places to do advertising. Talk about the drastic, what I would consider to be a drastic change in advertising and trying to get the message out there through so many different possibilities, mediums.
Yeah, well, this is going to sound rather arrogant, but I watch the Super Bowl every year just to see the commercials.
Yes.
And I don't think they're as good as the ones that I used to create. Because the ones that I used to create put a smile on people's face. And I think a lot of the ads are sort of nonsense these days, to be honest. I'm sorry to be critical of them.
Well, it's almost like we've got a timetable, we've got to crank out so many ads, and with the Super Bowl ad, that's so true. You can think back to some of the great slogans that we still remember from 4, 5, 6 decades ago in advertising, and to come up with something recent, I'm not sure that we could do that. We couldn't come up with many. At that point, your career is successful. It's an international advertising career. Talk about deciding around age 50 that I'm going to try to do something else. So many people would like to do that, and they're afraid to do that. What was the thought process like? Okay, I wanted to learn cooking. I'm going to do that, and now combining the art. How difficult was that to make that bold move from at the peak of one career to totally shifting gears?
Well, I was a global creative director for a major top 10 ad agency, and it got bought out. And then 6 months later, it got bought out again. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to end up having to start over from scratch at this ad agency because they're new owners and all that stuff. Maybe not. Maybe I'll try something new. So I thought, you know what, I've done advertising for 25, 30 years. Maybe it is time to do something new. And to be honest, this thought process is covered in a book I did called Late Bloomers, which is the story of people who are midlife who want to recreate their life. I think that's a big thing these days.
Oh, it is, and I'd love to have a chance to talk about that as well because that's so important, sometimes out of necessity, sometimes because I'm not going to get another shot at this. It's either I'm going to make a change now or ride this out and get the watch or whatever at the end of the time and have regrets for the rest of my life. It's so fascinating, you know, what goes into that. The time has gone by, John, way too quickly. The book we're talking about specifically, or started to, then I got off track here, is Art with a Story, Original Paintings, Original Fiction by John Neiman. That's N-I-E-M-A-N. Book available on John's website, along with all of his books, johnneiman.com, Neiman, N-I-E-M-A-N. Book published by GothamBooksInc.com, Amazon, usual places, Barnes & Noble to get copies of this book and all of them. John, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I love the passion. I love the creativity. I love the enthusiasm you have for what you're doing, only matched by the public that enjoys reading what you've been able to accomplish and enjoying the artwork there as well. Thank you for being with us on the program. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again. Thank you.
Rick, Thank you very much. Okay.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest is John Neiman. The book is Art with a Story, Original Paintings, Original Fiction. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on This Week in America right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.